Welcome into the Southern Charm New Orleans After Show. We're planning a shotgun wedding. Jeff is shedding some tears, and Justin, he just won't put a ring on it. Stay where you are. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, oh, hey, hey.
Get it? We dancing? We do it?
Turn it up.
King cake, turn we it getting up. It. In New King Orleans, cake. Here we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. a little Millie rock
there. You know,
there.
A little something, something. Yeah, yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome into the New Orleans After Show. Mm-hmm. I say New Orleans wrong, but bear with me. I'm going to be your host today, Katie Thompson, and to my side, we've got Ashley Marie.
Hey, guys.
You're going to be giving us the news later.
I am going to be spilling all of the tea. Mm,
spill it, dish it, give it to me. What were your overall thoughts?
You know, just like last episode, mm-hmm. I feel like it was a lot going on.
Oh, so much.
And I felt like it was all jam-packed at the end. Mm-hmm. I was waiting to see what that conversation was going to be like between Justin and Kelsey. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot to say about that. What did you think?
I mean, last week's episode was one of those where I was like, I just want it to continue going. It's so, so yes. good. And we had a continuation of that. I'm really feeling for Jeff.
Right.
I'm really feeling for Jeff. I feel like, you know, he just is a little bit alone. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about this shotgun wedding, which I didn't call it that. She called it that in this episode. How are you feeling about it? You like the venue, the cake? What's...
So I like dress number one. I know you didn't really like dress number one.
It looked like it went through a shredder with all the ostrich feathers.
I liked it. I liked it. It kind of had a winter vibe to it.
True. And I think we're doing a November,
December. It's like a November, December yeah. wedding. So I think it makes sense.
Okay.
And I liked how it like fit her body. It mm-hmm. was, you know, it was very, it was, what word am I looking for?
Fitted, sexy, hot, cute, doing it, slaying it. Was,
it fit her body. It fit yeah. her. It just fit her. Well.
Well, the wedding is, she said it's soon, in like 2 months, right? Or something quick.
Something quick. Because they're trying to do it so that way she doesn't start showing, right?
But she's going to start getting a little bigger, which is why I feel like the second dress is
a
perfect.
Better option.
Yeah, because that first one is like so to the body that any kind of like grilled cheese or pizza that I ate earlier
is
going to
change
show.
The situation.
Right. So
yeah.
then a baby, you know, that's mm-hmm. definitely going to be... I don't know, but I would go with the second one. I would.
Hmm.
Yeah. I mean, the boobs were out, but it's okay.
The boobs were out. It wasn't bad, though.
No.
It wasn't
no.
bad at all.
And my sister got married, and the amount of cake that I got to eat was incredible. How'd you feel about that moment when Reese just really
shoved the cake in her mouth?
I mean, like, oh.
And she's like, I love when Reese does stuff like that. Only Reese can...
She lying.
She's so annoying.
She lying.
If Reese would have shoved that cake in my mouth like that, could you imagine what else he does? Like, he probably does some wild
That's
stuff.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, her poor mouth.
Oh, my God. He probably does crazy stuff to her behind closed doors. I don't even want to know.
Oh, man.
Reese
oh,
could
yes.
care less.
Yeah. No, I mean, I like him, but I don't know that I could be in a relationship with him.
Why do you say that?
Well, I don't want anyone just randomly shoving things into my mouth like that when mm-hmm. I'm not quite ready for it.
Okay.
But he's just got this personality that I don't know.
Is it too in your face?
It's seeking attention.
Oh.
It's like, to me, it's a little childish.
Okay.
But I really would really love to see a horse cake made for him, like he requested.
Hilarious. The groom cake.
He's real, real invested in the horses.
That's his life.
You love what you love.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been on one. I'm really allergic.
I know. You told me.
Did I? Did mm-hmm. I tell you about the time the horse sneezed in my eye?
You did tell me about that.
That's for a whole nother day.
Yeah.
You know? But do you have a little message for us?
I do.
Something?
Hey. So for those of you watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that subscribe button and give us a 5-star rating if you're on iTunes. Leave us comments. We definitely watch the comments. We read them. We laugh at them.
We comment back
mm-hmm. and we shout you out on the show. So mm-hmm. we appreciate all of your viewership here at AfterBuzz. Thank you guys for being a part of our family. We greatly appreciate you. But you guys know how serious that I am about the shout outs. So mm-hmm. I do want to make sure I shout everybody out.
Oh, she got a list. list.
Yes. Ann Walker is actually in the chat room right now. She's in the live chat. She says, seeing Kelsey hurt breaks my heart. Prayers if she sees this. So sweet, Ann. We'll talk about Kelsey a little bit later.
Yeah, Ann, I'm not feeling the same.
But the rest of the shout-outs. Shout-out to Princess. Shout-out to I Am Arion. Shout-out to Pamela, Dean S., Intuitive One, Paulette Stewart, Ashley Griffin, Goddess Wisdom, and Tamsin Jenner.
We got so many. That's so exciting. Yeah. Thank you guys all so much for the support. We love it. Yeah. Keep talking to us. Keep getting in that chat. We got so much. We got so much season and so much to discuss. Let's jump in to the Kelsey and Justin. We got a lot of them this episode.
Ooh, child.
We really got a deeper look into their relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you feeling about?
Okay. So, here's my question. I know I proposed this to you, and I want to propose it to the audience as well. You guys hop in the comments and tell me what you think about this. Is Justin's issue a commitment issue, or is it a lack of emotional connection with Kelsey? Because he's saying that Kelsey checks all of the boxes, right?
Right.
Kelsey checks all of the boxes. So, to me, that means that she looks good on paper.
True.
She looks good on paper. I couldn't ask for a better mate. Yeah. But is that emotional connection there? Is that spiritual connection there? Because let's say this. Let's say Kelsey did not check all of the boxes, all of his boxes, right? But he had the emotional connection and the spiritual connection with her. I guarantee you he would have been put a ring on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think what says a lot about their relationship is that him not wanting to tell her, I'm going to have this spinal surgery, and then doing it literally again, like right after it. It's like he does. I don't think he likes the way that she handles things sometimes, or the way that she treats him.
There's a lack of respect, and he doesn't want. And I don't mean that in a bad way necessarily towards him, but I think that he just doesn't want to hear her mouth, and he must not really value what she has to say.
Right. And then he's thinking, if she's like this now, and we're not even engaged, what's it going to be like when we're married? Because he's like, yeah, I know there's going to be the honeymoon phase. I know that it's going to be great in the beginning. But then what about when the dust settles?
Right. And I think he's trying to save face a little bit because he doesn't want to, like, throw her under the bus or make her seem like she's, you know, a horrible girlfriend or a person, which I don't think she is at all.
No.
But I think that there's that level of annoyance. I think he's just as annoyed with her as Tamika is.
I just don't understand why she's so annoyed with him. Like, she says, like, oh, I've had all this patience. I've done all of this. And she's like, I lived in your parents' house while we were renovating. Listen, at least, like, you're doing the house together. Right. Like, at least you're moving toward, like, I don't know, like, look at the positives or something. And then she's like, and now with the surgery, and now with it. And it's like, that's really not.
That's not a big deal.
Those aren't big deals. Mm-mm. So, like, these aren't adding up for me, for her to be frustrated. If I were him, I'd be frustrated.
I think that she was expecting the engagement to come a little bit sooner than it's actually happening. And it doesn't sound like it's going to happen.
Yeah, no. I mean, he basically told her, like, he said, I'm on the path. We're on the path to getting engaged. She's like, why can't we just get engaged?
Right. And I think what she was saying, I think what Kelsey was saying was, we did all this stuff leading up to this moment now, in the here and now. Mm-hmm. And why are you not on board with the engagement? Like, why is the engagement not happening like yesterday?
He just seems like he's not all that into her.
So you think it's a her issue and not that it's a her issue, but do you think his issue is with her versus commitment?
Well, I mean, has he been married before?
No, I don't think he's been married before.
I just feel like if he would do it if he really, really, really liked her, really loved her, you know? Yeah. Like, there would be nothing stopping me from doing that.
Yeah, and I'm going to answer my own question.
Get it.
I think it's him not being connected with her because if he did so much as to move in with her and renovate the house, it's not a commitment. It's not a commitment thing.
No,
because that's right. There's a level of commitment there. It's kind of sort of.
But is there?
Film writer said he's just not that into her.
Yeah, But is that commitment there when, if their relationship is to end, I don't think her name's on the house and she wouldn't be...
No, he can easily walk away. She can easily walk away. It's not the ultimate commitment, but there is a commitment there.
Yeah.
For her to be there every day. It's not like he's out running the streets.
True.
So I think there is a commitment, but I just think I think she makes sense. I think she's appealing to the left side of the brain.
Got it.
Versus the right side of the brain.
Do you think that they will get married? Or even engaged? Do you think that they will make it to that or they won't?
I don't think so.
Do you think they're going to make it through the season?
I think they'll make it through the season.
Okay.
She'll look back and be like, I'm wasting my time. And let me just say this. She did mention, like, I don't want to waste my time.
Right.
And I think that's a big misconception. I'm kind of going left field on this a little bit. But I think that's a big misconception with relationships. Just because a relationship doesn't end in marriage doesn't necessarily mean that it's a waste of time. It doesn't mean that the relationship wasn't fruitful or meaningful or that it didn't mean something to your life or it wasn't supposed to happen in your life.
Right.
I think where a lot of people get mixed up and where they mess up and hop into the wrong marital situations is they think that certain relationships are supposed to end in marriage, and that's just simply not the case.
And I think with women, it's a lot of like my biological clock or like I'm older or this and that. So it's like I think that's where I'm wasting my time. Like I could be starting all of this with somebody else if you don't want the same things as me, exactly. I think is what she's saying. Because, like, if I were dating somebody and he didn't want the same things as me, then, like, just please tell me so I can go.
I can move on.
Which is kind of what she's doing. She's kind of saying, like...
He's not going to say it because he does not want to lose her. Well, he doesn't want to be the reason for the relationship breaking up. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
And so she's going to have to make a decision for him, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
But I feel like if she walks away, I think he'll possibly put a ring on it.
I think he would just find somebody else.
But I don't know that the marriage would last.
Yeah, no. I think all of the annoyances that she currently has with him not being married, a ring is not going to change any of that, and you just go and deal with it forever. Like, it's not, the ring is not going to change y'all's relationship. So I feel like they need to work on them. Because she said, we're not even having real conversations. Sweetie, if y'all are not having real conversations, then you should not be engaged.
Right.
If he doesn't feel comfortable enough to tell you that he's having spinal surgery, like, maybe it ain't the time, and you constantly badgering him.
Or maybe that's just how he handles things. Like, some things you just gotta let go. Like, just let it be. Like, why? I mean, I'd press them a little bit. Like, why didn't you tell me this? You know? And move on. Like, now the spinal surgery's happening. Mm-hmm. Let's move on. Like, you can't badger somebody that much about something. You don't know why he didn't tell you.
Another thing I don't know is why she was wearing Uggs in the bed.
That bothered us.
Like, shoes?
But I did notice that the Uggs were, like, not dirty on the bottom.
Yeah, like maybe a house shoe.
So it could be a house shoe.
But who is comfortable in their bed with a pair of shoes on? Like, it's a little warm, no?
And then the dog was in the bed, too.
It was a lot.
It was a lot going on.
Well, speaking of
and it was white linen.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. Let's not forget the white linen.
That dog gonna be messing it up at some point.
Yeah.
Speaking of a lot, though, Jeff, therapy and the drinking, and I'm really feeling for Jeff. Are you feeling sad? What are you feeling for Jeff?
I feel like Jeff is on the glow up path.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the path to glowing up.
Yes.
And I think this is just a step in the right direction for him. Like, going to therapy was a great idea because he definitely seems angry. Like, when last episode when he blew up, and I was like, what? Why is he so angry? Why is he saying nobody loves him? And then and the party that everybody loves him and not Reagan. And it was just very confusing.
Yeah.
So I think therapy was a great idea for him. And I know that he speaks highly of that. And I know that now he's in a really good place.
So I
think that was like the moment of, okay, it's time to glow up. I got to get it together. I got to get this inner work going.
Yeah. I feel like you have to also like go through that, you know, like when stuff gets really, really bad, you know, that you kind of like go through all of that. But it's hard to watch just because I like him so much.
Right.
And just watching Reagan almost kind of discredit everything that their marriage was by saying that this new marriage is like her first one. Like, imagine how he's gonna feel when he heard that. Like, if somebody had said that about me, I would feel so, so sad.
Yeah, Reagan actually said, I spent the last 6 years of my life saving face in a failing marriage. So out of the 6 years, it was just all bad?
Like, I don't know if I'd be able to deal with Reagan in a relationship.
I could see if Jeff was, like, beaten on her or abusive verbally, but it just seems like he has some inner issues. You don't have to drag the guy.
Yeah, like, yeah. It just makes me wonder, like, this is so rude to say. How much did she really love him? Or was it all a facade because you wanted to keep that Southern, like, look, and you didn't want it to be bad, or you didn't want, like, how much, like, I don't, what's real and what's not at this point?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know?
No.
Oh, man. I just, well, at least Jeff is wearing that really interesting scarf in the next episode. Let's take a moment. Okay, first of all, we need way more Moody. Like, Moody, Moody, Moody.
We want more Moody. John Moody. Mm-hmm. I feel like we don't get enough of him. Mm-hmm. Like,
more outfits, more zebra print pants.
Yeah, more of his perspective.
Yes.
But before we go there, Film Raider in the comments said, low-key shade, can't believe Kelsey wore her boots in the bed. Jeez.
It's just not sanitary.
Okay, so Christy Henry said, am I the only one that thinks he looks like a larger Chris Caton? He's not into the horses. He is into his mom's lifestyle and money. Gambling is his thing. So basically, the horses are like a cover.
Maybe.
I feel like you have to love horses to deal with horses, though.
And he talks about them
to a certain extent.
A lot.
Yeah.
All he's talking about is them horses.
Right.
Maybe he uses the horses to make money in order to gamble it away.
Is he recovering from that?
I don't know. I think in the first episode, he was just like, I love to gamble. You should know that about me. And we were like, who's this fool? Why are you here? But we gonna deal with it. It's gonna be fine. You got any tea? You got any news? You got a little something for us?
I do have a little bit of tea for us. Yes, yes, yes. All right, you guys. So, Tamika, our girl Tamika,
who
was in studio with us, and we had a lot of fun with her. She's actually been covering Hurricane Barry in New Orleans. So, you know, she's a journalist, and she's been doing coverage for that. So for those of you that don't know, I'm not sure who does or who doesn't, but I'll just give you some tea on the hurricane. It's actually now weakened to a tropical storm, and the storm was previously a Category 1 hurricane. It brought some heavy rainfall and flooding to the Gulf Coast and knocked out power for tens of thousands in that region.
Yikes.
Yeah, so specifically, 70,000 people are without power.
Oh.
67,000 in Louisiana and 3,000 in Mississippi. The Louisiana governor, John Bel Edwards, urged residents to continue preparing for potential life-threatening flash flooding and not to let their guard down.
Oh, my gosh.
So I think they're okay now.
Yeah, I hope everyone's
all
right.
Things are kind of subsided a bit, but poor Tamika, she's out there. She's, you know.
Were you watching her Instagram story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw her, like, running around in the rain.
And all that. All right. And then John Moody has another amazing painting. If you go on his Instagram, it's there. He actually painted the legendary and fine, let me just say that, rapper Nas.
Oh, cool.
He shared the painting on IG with the caption, 27 years of life and 25 years of Illmatic. Thank you, God, for the blessings and never-ending love. Art is culture, and we're just getting started. So I feel like he's building these great relationships with, you know, just different movers and shakers through his art. So shout out to him for that.
I always forget what he does until every week in news. You're like, so here's another painting. And I'm like, whoa.
We don't hear a lot about John Moody.
Right.
But I have to highlight him and his work. He does amazing, amazing work.
It's so good. I can't even, like, draw a cow.
Exactly.
I don't know how.
My stick figures look crazy.
It's just not cute. So props to him for definitely being able to make that work.
Yes. And Jeff Charleston was actually serving the community this past week.
Oh.
He held a pre-hurricane workout with a high school football athletic team.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So he's doing some big things in the community out there.
Look at down him. Down there, Jeff, love you.
They seem to have liked that.
Yes.
Yeah, he posted it on his Twitter. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Love so that's that. It for news and gossip.
Love that hot, fresh tea yes. coming in from Ashley Marie.
Yes.
That rhymed. That was cute. Let's...
You're a rapper.
You know.
On the side.
Clearly. Little bit. It won't be Little Baby Kate's. It'll be Little Baby Kate's. Little Baby Kate. Little coming in hot. Should we Charm of the Week them?
We can.
A segment that we do here on the show is called Charm of the Week, where mm-hmm. we charm our favorite cast member of the week.
All right.
Why don't you go first?
Who did I want to charm? I had it in my mind.
I went to you first because I got no idea.
Oh, I know who I want to charm.
Okay.
I want to charm Tamika and Barry.
Dang it.
Because they're a couple goals.
So cute.
Yeah, they're very cute. Mm-hmm. I said this last week. I feel like they just have a very healthy relationship.
Yeah, I do too.
It just screams healthy relationship.
And it works.
It works. They get along well. They mm-hmm. have a healthy dynamic, healthy relationship with their kids.
Yeah.
So they're a couple goals, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
Who are you charming this week, girl?
I was going to give it to Tamika, but...
You can give it to Tamika.
You know what? I think I'm going to give it to Moody. I mean, he's not on it as much as I want for my mood.
Okay.
But he's just like, you know, like you said, he's the supporting role. Mm-hmm. And he's always got great advice. And I'm just gonna mood's going to Moody, you know. I'm just gonna charm him.
I think he deserves it.
Absolutely,
he's always on par.
Mm-hmm.
Always on par. Yeah. Always on his best behavior.
Yeah,
very well dressed.
Mm-hmm.
He's just got it together.
Now I asked Tamika this. I will ask you this.
Okay.
Kill, marry, kick off. All the boys go.
Okay, Barry. I would marry.
Okay. Yeah, we love Barry. We'll marry him.
Justin. Oh.
She's pondering, y'all. This is a dot, dot, dot.
Justin's nice. I would marry.
Well, he not gonna marry you because he's not gonna marry Kelsey.
No, I have a different personality than Kelsey.
That's true. You're not gonna be nagging about that engagement the entire time.
Let's see. Who else? We have Reese. Uh-huh. Kickoff.
Okay. Moody.
Mary.
Okay. We did Justin. I think that's it.
That's all the guys, you did right?
All right, now the girls.
Okay, so I would do...
We got Kelsey.
Yeah. Kickoff. I'm not going to kill anybody because that's just wrong. But she's got to go. Tamika, Mary. I love Tamika.
Okay, same.
Reagan, Mary.
I'll get drinks with her.
Yeah, I'll hang out with Reagan. Yeah. I'll hang out with Reagan.
I don't know.
Is that all the girls? I feel like we're missing somebody.
That's all I have listed here, unless I'm missing somebody.
Nope, that's it.
And I don't know why, but I just can't ever remember Justin's name. Every week that the show happens, I'm like,
you're always shocked that his name is Justin.
Is that his name?
You're always shocked. So, film writer in the comments said Reagan is a pretender.
Yes, she is.
Kimberly Mayfield said Reagan sure knows how to pick him.
Does she, though? Not sure about that.
And then Chrissy Henry, Chris Caton from Saturday Night Live, that's who he looks like. She's speaking about Reese. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, shall we predict what's going to happen on next week's show?
We can. And
now, that music.
Do you feel enlightened after that music?
I feel spooked.
Ooh. Oh.
It's like the ghost is coming.
All right, you go first. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm feeling really good vibes from Jeff's scarf that he's wearing in that dinner that he loses his crap on and breaks a plate. I don't know what is going on with that colorful scarf, but I can't wait to see more about it. I mean, I just think in next episode we're really going to see more of Jeff's, like, breakdown into the glow-up.
Gotcha, you know,
I mean, we see that he finds out that Reagan's pregnant.
Yes.
And it's just like, if I could just get in that TV and give him a real big hug. Like, he needs such a hug.
Yeah. He said, no one loves me.
I know.
Little baby Kate does.
I know. I'll give you a hug. Me and my red hair. We can match.
So I am going to say that Kelsey is going to tuck her tail in the conversation with Justin and not press the issue because she just has that personality.
Yep.
And he's just going to get away with it. And life mm-hmm. will continue as normal until she gets fed up and walks away. And then he won't chase her and he'll find somebody else and he'll marry her after a year.
Yep. That's actually what's going to happen. Yes, that is 100% it. Well, thank you so much for joining us for Southern Charm thank New you Orleans guys. After Show. I have learned how to say New Orleans now, so we're good. By the end of the show, hey. Maybe I'll be able to keep it. I am Katie Thompson. You can follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kate's.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie.
Alrighty, guys. All right. We'll see you next week. See have a good ya. One.
Good night. Bye. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.